This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 215 of the Fully Geeked Pod.
I can't do that. It's a waste.
Take two. You got your main guy, Nate, inside. Who else we got inside today?
Got Kel,
Richie Rich,
Merv,
Marlon.
Ooh, Marlon.
I thought it was double M.
Nah, because you said Richie Rich, you know, you just trying to take my style a little bit, change it up.
We have got a full squad inside for the first time in a number of weeks. First thing that people want to know, Rich.
Yes, mate.
Are you over the sniffles?
Look, you can call it whatever you want. It wasn't really pleasant. And I believe I'm fully recovered. The fact that I missed work, you know, it was serious, bro.
Did you have the Rona?
Oh, it could potentially have been, I didn't have the test or anything, but I was gone. I was knocked out for 10.
Well, it's nice to see you back.
No, thank you very much.
Is it though, really?
Well, I heard the last pod for the last 2 weeks. I think you need me back.
Well, word on the streets is like, yo, that guy, that you might do a bit of about the guy with the cap on.
That's what I heard.
Word on the streets.
But Marlon's still on though.
Oh,
Marlon's the guy with the cap now.
But he's wearing a cap.
Okay, if the cap fits.
Let them wear it.
So how is everyone this weekend, mate, man? Everyone been good?
Yeah, man.
All good.
I'm
going to
stop asking
that
question, bro, because I don't hear nothing. There's no point
we've
been asking.
Look,
we old and tired.
You know what it is? It's like, first of all, the week's just started. Yeah. Second of all, from last Tuesday, you're trying to think, well, what's happened since then? So when you're asking us, it's like, well, me personally, I'm trying to recollect what's happened, you get me? But nothing eventful really happened, to be honest. Apart from being broke.
Black Friday as well.
When is Black Friday? This Friday coming.
It started last week, Friday.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all nonsense though, to be fair.
It always happens, isn't it? When Black Friday comes, no one's got any money.
No, but it's always things that you don't actually even want or need, bro.
Facts.
It's that box, you know what Boxing Day sells like? You know, like, you didn't, even as a youth, you didn't want any. You know, like, you got all your Christmas presents, but the next day you thought you were special because you can go and buy another pair of trainers, like, that you didn't really even like. But
you know what I used to do?
There's everything I want. Everything.
Man has cut me up, you know. Man is fully cut. Man, bruh. That fully cut me off in the traffic like that, yeah.
Yeah, cuz. As you were.
No, like, what I used to do was wait till end of January sales, yeah, because that's when everything's mad. That is a clear up, so it's a sell on the sell kind of thing. You get me? And obviously, in my days, I was the only tall man in the village, innit? So all the double XLs are left, but now everyone's big now. So yeah, it doesn't really work like that no more. But all like, let's go get all the double XLs and stuff. You get me? For cheap, but yeah, all these teenagers now—they're all bloody 7 foot tall now, bastards.
True stories. All right. Well, we have an action-packed show, so let's get on with it. I'm going to hand over to my boy Richard because this is a program that he watches, which is "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here."
Yeah.
I heard that we've already
should it be part of the shows now or
nah? Because we don't care about it enough. Like, so he's just going to talk about it now, and then we can never talk about it again. It's just more about the racism. It's not even about the show, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So Nella Rose, who is most people know from YouTube and those type of things, she's been getting a lot of backlash. Rich, tell me about it, because it's only been like 2 days, really, isn't
it? Do you know what it is? Yeah, it seems the public just can't handle black people in general. You know when someone's louder than the others, that is just a problem. And all of a sudden, I personally don't get it, because she's a loud person naturally. And it seems like she's not allowed to be loud. So on the back of that, the way that social media have just gone so deep. You know, they put her on a task yesterday.
Is it social media or Middle England?
Sorry?
Is it social media or Middle England? And these comments, what are the comments? What are they saying? What's going on? What are they saying?
No, just referring to what she looks like, and like Nelly the Elephant, Gorilla, Mark Henry, everything. So where everyone's located, I have no idea. But I know they're based in the UK.
Wait, did you say Mark Henry?
Bruv. That one I had to chuckle. I thought, wow, do you know how deep that is? I was like,
I heard a couple of Lukaku's as well.
See, this is what I'm trying to say.
I heard a couple of Lukaku's.
I didn't see that one, and I thought, rah. And I thought, she's great entertainment. And the thing is, it seems the public somewhat like her but dislike her at the same time. So what they've been doing is putting her up for tasks. Because usually the person that really hate, they attack them and put them up for tasks. So like Nigel Farage, because he's public enemy number, well, previously was public enemy number one, he's been going on task. And you know how we diss him back in the day for politician. He was an ex-politician and all that kind of stuff. In the jungle, he seems like a decent person. So why can't people treat her like a decent person? Yeah, she's a bit loud, but it's just like people cannot handle her character. And I can guarantee when she does leave, it's going to be dead. That tends to always happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, I don't like the whole racial thing. Like, I think a lot of people don't know her. So a lot of people don't even know who she is. Like, when I speak to people at work, she's a YouTuber or whatever. But no, so a lot of people don't know nothing about her.
They're kind of just coming up with their own kind of conclusion. She doesn't even class herself as a celebrity. Because when she first came in, she goes to me, oh my God, I'm with all the celebrities and I'm just a YouTuber. So she doesn't see herself as a celebrity. However, it's an opportunity for her to get enough exposure for her to become a celebrity, shall I say.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I mean, this is the thing where we walk around with masks every day of our lives because we can't be ourselves. This is when we were talking about the whole British thing. You get me? This is what I'm talking about, because we can't be ourselves. So why should we be proud to be something that I can't be myself? Do you know what I mean? Because the moment you're your true self, you're either ghetto or you're this, you're that, there's the names start flying at you. Do you know what I mean? So like this is the struggle that we have. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, it's not even
her... Apart from Marlon. Yeah, go on.
But it's not even her being... It's not even her being ghetto or anything. She's just louder than the rest. And she's like, can't she be loud? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't she be loud? I'm pretty sure. But this is the thing, right? Because they don't know her, they don't like her. But I'm pretty confident if it was Alison from... Is it Alison Hammond?
From Big Brother. I moved in this morning.
Yeah, correct. I think she will get more love because she's just as loud. But however, she's funny, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she's already liked because Nella, is it Nella?
Yeah, Nella Rose.
Nella Rose, because she's not as known and people don't know her character, it's about people getting to know her. And don't be fooled. I expect the longer she's in the jungle, the longer people will say, actually, you know what? She's a down-to-earth person. But it's a lot of people, again, just don't know her.
Yeah. Right, like I said, I have no interest in watching the program at all, but I hope she does well.
It is funny, to be fair. It is funny.
I don't know if funny is the right word.
Mm. When they do those challenges, trust me, if you watch yesterday's challenge, Nella Rose eating worms and buttocks and all sorts, yeah. And her reactions, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. I imagine myself on some of those programs and I don't think it's going to be a good look.
I could do it.
You definitely could not.
Hey, Giza, opportunity to win 100K or whatever it is.
100% you would not, Rich.
Actually, you don't know me, bruv.
You'd eat testicles and penises and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Man would be there.
To be fair, you would do it. You would do it.
I definitely would not.
I don't understand why Hudo pauses. But
no, but that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Could you imagine me on the show? I'd be shy.
But hold on. We're referring to animals, yeah? So this.
Oh, okay. That wasn't clear. That wasn't clear.
Okay, apologies.
And exactly, we both said so.
My name's Marlon. But
we all look alike, yeah? Okay.
This racism, boy. Can't get away. Racism still is a lie. You're concealing it.
Keep hope alive.
I didn't spell that from you, Kyle.
It's the M's. It's the M's. My bad.
All right, he's not talking about hairlines. So. Where did Rich go?
Where did Rainbow go?
Oh. Would you call me?
Nothing. No, hi, Rich.
All right. There's one thing I felt really bad for, so I'm gonna blame you, Kel. So last week, Kel, he was like, "Yeah, we got a big up gig because he brought up Diddy. Like, it's sick." Hmm. And it was like it was the poison chalice, bro. It was like the curse of the commentator. You mentioned Diddy's name, then 2 days later, all hell broke loose. Cassie revealed a statement that Diddy's done X, Y, and Z to her, killed sex trafficking, hostage, beat her, all of this. I was like, damn, the pulley even come out and we're like shouting him out. And then I think a day later, they've got an out-of-court settlement and everyone's happy about him. But I think it was just the fact of, as soon as that story came about Diddy, it was however many other stories came out about Diddy. And like, it's almost like, no, I'm not saying he's on the...
All I kept saying was, I don't try to tell you.
But that's what I'm saying. Did it not remind you of almost like how everyone just, not turned their back on R. Kelly, but like the whole
The thing about R. Kelly, yeah, we all knew it. That's from way back, from Aaliyah's times, yeah. We all knew what he was doing, but for some reason, even the video Kim came out of him pissing on the girl, like, everyone saw it.
R. Kelly, Robert.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Everyone saw it, but we just thought, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. Next hit, please. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it was about R. Kelly, yeah, but everyone just bypassed it. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't hear no stories about Diddy. I heard some pause things about Diddy.
Yeah, there's lots of pause stuff.
Pause things, yeah, but I never heard of him abusing women, sex trafficking, raping. I never heard that.
I swear you was watching that YouTube woman.
I told you, remember?
Like, she's not, bruv, she ain't lying about anything. Remember that woman that was going to write the book? I can't remember the names. She was found dead, like, because she was going to tell all about Diddy. I haven't respected Diddy for years. Don't come at me, please.
He was she used to be one of the background singers in the Unplugged thing. Remember I told you? And that was that same woman who told her. Remember that same woman you were talking about when I watched her YouTube videos? And I got into that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And she was revealing everything. Do you remember that video, the videos, Kel? You do, man. The woman, she was in part of like, I think she sang in the background of like, you know, like they got when they have Jay-Z Unplugged. And she was spilling the tea on everything.
Is it?
Yeah,
but who's the woman that was going to write the book, the memoirs, and then, yeah, she was dead. Who's that?
She spoke about Diddy a long time ago. Yeah, Usher. Diddy was with Usher
Usher was 15 and stuff. Diddy was dead.
10.
I mean, Usher was,
10.
Was it 10? Yeah.
The same with what's called Justin. Justin Bieber.
Bieber. Yeah. Yeah.
It was bare suspect stuff, innit? Again, I'm going to use that word allegedly because he's over here at the moment, allegedly. But yeah.
But you know, I'm going to be a bit controversial about this whole story thing, yeah? Like, I'm not saying Cassie's... I think what Cassie said probably is true, yeah? Allegedly, yeah?
It's true.
But wait. I just think she's broke at the moment. And no, she's broke. And you know what? I've got this thing against him. I need money. So I'm gonna put it out there, knowing fully well what Diddy's gonna do, because no one's get pulled through the courts for this. She doesn't. So, bruv, work out a deal, give me the money, I'll shut up. Everything's blessed. Like if you're really about that life, you go to court, like you want him to face justice. Do you know what I mean? Like you want him. No, you would. Like if you feel that that hurt about it and that cut up about it, which I'm not saying she doesn't, but me looking from the outside is like, okay, if you really cared about this and you really this really impacted your life, you want him to see justice. You want him to go to prison for this. So you go to the courts, but you went behind closed doors. Yeah, give me this, give me that. And I'm like, right, cool, bless.
She's already gone behind closed doors. That's her point. She's told him previously, I will take, we'll make it public. He's probably said, go on then. I don't give a shit. No one's going to believe you. The next day it come out, it was closed.
Because why is she behind closed doors? Why did she go behind? Because she wants the money, innit? That's why, innit?
Well, to be fair.
It's not justice. Not for justice. It's not for justice.
Well, hold on. Do they have kids together?
No, no kids.
Oh, no kids?
No kids.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I'm not... For 11 years, no kids.
The only thing I'm going to say is that, obviously, there are lots of people that things happen to them and they feel scared to be able to come forth and, like, speak the rest of it.
Yeah, she came forth, though.
What I'm saying is, and a lot of the time when they do that, they feel unbelieved or they feel like people don't believe them, innit? So I don't want to preach to say that, like, we don't believe Cassie. That's just a potential outcome of what you're saying.
Yeah, but no, I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm just saying
her what she's doing it for.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that it happened at all.
She might be doing it for the wrong thing, and if that's the fact, then cool. But the fact is, we knew from day I knew PDD hasn't been always clean.
Oh yeah.
But hold on, isn't some of the point that she was like held captive and raped and all this other stuff?
Now, if that happened to someone, if that happened to my sister, whatever, like, I want justice.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's only, like, recently just been able to get away from him, right? So she couldn't do it while she was there.
Recently? Bro, she's got two kids with some new guy, bro.
That's what I mean, recently, innit? Like, 10 years. Like...
Yeah. But I think it's always been around, innit? They've always been around. Like, I remember
Been stories about Cassie being, like, drugged and...
And did he talk Cassie when she was young, bro?
How old is young?
He took her from Ryan Leslie. I don't know if he knows.
Yes,
about
I remember that. Yes, well,
like he was upset.
Yes, come on, bro. Come on, yeah. Because he discovered her, innit?
Have you finished?
Bro, he wrote her whole
album. Love bro moment.
No, bro. Why are you being jealous?
What? No, but I'm just saying.
How it is, innit?
Yeah, Smiley Mar. Like, what was that?
I don't know any British people that wouldn't understand, but this is like a brotherly love kind of thing. Sorry, bro.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what you guys do?
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't know about that, Rich.
No, I probably wouldn't know.
Bangers and mash. Get out of here.
No.
Fish and chips, geezer, actually. Let's get it right.
Flipping, what's it? Celebrity, get me out of here. Eating penises and bums and stuff. Yeah, we're not about that, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the shows you watch, they're about that?
Name one. Just
wouldn't do it either way, that's all.
Most of what?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nah, but level... Diddy, you're a bit of a wrong if you were doing those things. Do you know what I mean? Rich, you found a fascinating story that you wish to share with everyone about.
Oh, what is Asia?
Go on then.
Look, you know, Instagram just give you some mad stories, and I thought this is one of the nonsense rumors. What's happening in Asia KFC? And the thing is, people are actually paying for this. So, and I had to go on YouTube as well to find out the information. So KFC in Asia are now selling chicken feet, fried chicken feet. Why are they doing this?
Because people eat chicken feet.
Sorry?
Exactly. You got chicken feet. It's not something people eat, bruv.
What do you mean? It's not... Sorry?
You're going on that people don't eat... Exactly. Well,
do you eat chicken feet?
Like, hold
not recently, but I have in the past.
Chicken feet?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
No, sorry. Like, no. Sorry. This is new to me. I'm used to fish and chips, not chicken feet. I respect that. I respect that. Cool.
There you go.
That's what you people do then. That's cool.
But yeah, the fact that... people.
No, but because I'm British, right? So it's you people, which are not British. I get that. But I'm actually pretty shocked that they're making a whole bucket full of chicken feet, fried chicken feet, and I'm like, and you're paying for this. I was like, "Wow, this is shocking news to me."
It's waste not want not though, isn't it?
So what? So you're gonna start eating anything from the animal? Literally anything?
No, but chicken.
But people eat different things in different countries, so it's gonna be like relevant to that country, I suppose, isn't it? It's like when you go, in fact, KFC is kind of known for doing different things in different countries. Like in the Caribbean, they do fried dumplings and all that stuff. They don't do that here.
I'm talking about macaroni, chicken,
macaroni and cheese.
But I don't care.
The Scottish people don't eat it. What's it called? Haggis.
Yeah.
Let me.
I will never touch it.
No, but
haggis is national.
That's a national dish in Scotland.
Haggis is okay, national.
It might be a national dish, but which I've heard about ages ago. I get that. But what I'm trying to say, it's come out. So if KFC had chicken feet, you will go and purchase chicken feet.
Yeah, but no, okay, I always say about Asia. When I went to China, they eat everything. But I mean, like, chicken foot soup and all them things, that's like a proper thing.
That's standard. I don't get your issue. Chicken
it's like, bro. To be fair, it's like oxtail, though. Like, for example, like here, you're used to people saying they eat oxtail, but like, if you thought about it, like, it's the tail of a cow or tail of an ox.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But that's right. Like, don't eat oxtail.
Probably nice, though. It's probably nice oxtail.
Yeah, man doesn't touch oxtail.
And
we know
and pig's tail.
pig's tail. All them things. I don't eat them.
Yeah, cow's feet. Cow's feet.
Cow foot. You never had cow feet.
No, no, that doesn't appeal to me.
I mean, pig foot. I mean,
fish and chips appeals to me, not pigtails, not cow's foot.
Yeah, I don't. To be fair, chicken.
You guys gonna like? Yeah, it's normal.
Chicken claw.
It is. Chill.
I call it chicken claw because them things just look angry.
Chicken what?
Chicken claw, isn't it? Might as well be talons.
Go and get beast's foot. Chicken claw.
The thing is, I remember my mum tried to put it on my plate when I was younger. Not even like...
She tried to kill you, bruv.
I can make choices, yeah? But I mean, why would you put it on my plate? It looks horrific.
Similar to you, bruv. When I was younger, my mum used to put in like the stew and the soup, everything when I was younger.
There like to replace the chicken leg, like with a bit of coleslaw at the side.
I'm not gonna lie, my mum used to bust that all day long.
Now he confesses.
No, but
my mum remembers.
But the thing is, where's the meat?
Tell me, one second. Listen, I remember. My mum remembers how I acted when she provided me this stuff, and I told her. I don't do this because I am British. I have fish and chips. That's it.
Look, chicken back, chicken foot, chicken neck is all void, isn't it? Don't give it to me.
No, for me, it's a piece of the meat. I don't even eat meat, but I mean, it's just a pause.
I ain't going to lie. No chicken foot for me.
But also, there must be some flavour to it because it's just not. There's nothing to it just apart from claw.
You
don't eat actual claw.
Eating nails, bro.
You don't eat a claw, bro. It's a foot.
Don't forget.
There's no dog in it, bro.
What's his name? The owner of it?
Colonel.
It's his seasoning, baby. It's his seasoning.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, classic Colonel Sanders. I was going to say Colonel Matthews for a second. I'm going to make sort of Bernard Matthews.
Colonel Matthews in the kitchen with
Bernard Matthews. Isn't that waffles, no?
No, chicken drummers, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Old school.
People eat black pudding, bruv. Yeah. And we all know what that is. You get me?
Yeah.
I've never had black pudding not too long ago. Like,
nah, bruv. That black pudding, they were them. No,
is it for a week? The texture for a bit weird, man.
No way.
I don't
eat that. It don't taste like I used to, bro.
You know what it is?
Yes, I used to eat that. It's madness, bro.
Did you see it all?
When I was young, I didn't know what I was eating, bro. I saw my mum and dad eating this thing.
That's when
my dad
when
used to
British.
Make me want to eat it. Pause. Wow. Yeah.
that joke is overspent now, Rich. It's overspent. Let's move on, man.
No, because you guys use it like you tried to attack me in the beginning.
Cooked blood, bro. Come on. We can do better. And pig's blood as well. Come on, guys.
A lot of pork.
Whoever's like, have it tomorrow for breakfast.
um, obviously this weekend, before I do this, I've just got a shout out, Leon. I know you're an avid listener, and I know I was taking the piss out of Chelsea, and I know you called me to tell me on the podcast I was taking the piss out of Chelsea, and I'll give you a little bye. Two games against Spurs and Man City, you scored 8 goals. So I don't know if you're back, but you're on your way. You're doing all right. So
when did you the piss out of Chelsea?
No, I was saying that Chelsea is dog shit and they're crap and they're nothing. But he called me up. He said, Nate, you know, I used to pod every week. But, bro, we scored 8 goals in 2 games. And I said, my bad. So, a big my bad, cuz.
And how many did they concede?
They conceded 4 against City. And did they concede any at Sketch Spurs? I don't remember.
What score. Yeah, one.
Was it one?
Yeah, it might be one.
Yeah.
So, 3.
No, 5.
Look, the point was he was apologising to his friend, man. Jeez. That's it. That was the point. We're just talking about all these other scores. It don't matter. He's saying sorry.
Just said 3 because it was 3-0. 3 goals. Still conceding goals. It's void.
Welcome back, Rich. We missed you, man. Missed you.
I don't understand why you're laughing. It doesn't make sense.
He said, I'm back. I've been here for 2 weeks. I've got to get all that smoke out. All right, Everton. Everton have been deducted 10 points for financial irregularities. All right, there was one charge. Everton apparently were helping the Premier League with this charge. And as a result, they have been deducted 10 points and are now in the relegation zone. Obviously, Manchester City had over 100 charges. And Chelsea have also put up on them charges. Do we think that it matters where your money's from? Why people have been allowed to kind of get away with it? Or do you think City and Chelsea will get their comeuppance?
Nah, they'll get away with it, man. Man City, City will definitely get away with it. They'll get away with it. They're going to prolong it for so long that it'll get swept under the carpet. Trust me. Trust me. If anything, maybe a couple of points deductions, if anything.
Set precedence by giving Everton a 10-pointer. A couple points is like you're taking the mic.
Yeah, it's because Man City's one's so messy. Trust me, it will take years for dispute to get resolved. Years. 115 charges, bro.
Oh.
And Man City's got all the money in the world. They're gonna get the top of the top's lawyers.
But that's what I'm saying. Doesn't matter where the money comes from, because obviously Everton. They at that point, Everton had Russian money, innit?
You know what it was? Everton were too honest. They were too honest.
No, I think they had to, especially that Ozanov when he was there and when he left, and the spotlight was on them anyway. So
I'm saying Everton money was Russian money, innit? And you know, like Russia was like enemy zero, innit? And then whereas Man City, that's like Saudi money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does it matter where the money's coming from?
It may do, man.
Like, no one wants to go against the status quo.
Yeah.
Like, Man City and Chelsea, when obviously they got over 100 charges, it's gonna take a long time for everyone to investigate and everything else. So they will get deducted points because I was just checking. How they dealt with it in Juventus, because they were
relegated.
The first ban, they were deducted 15 points, and the Scudetto from 2004 was taken away from them. So not that could potentially happen.
And they got relegated as well.
Yeah, correct. I think the season after as well. Or was it the same season? I'm not too sure. But I know they had the match fixing in 2014 and one in 2016, which was part of AC Milan Fiorentina at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be interesting to see what happens with them. Whether it does happen or does not, I doubt they'll be giving people titles that didn't deserve them or what have you.
No, so the potentially they might void that year of where it was stripped.
Oh, so no one wins it.
So
no, but you can't win it, bro. Come on, man. Like, for example,
I know that. But I'm just saying, You just write in the record books. No, I want.
Yeah.
So it's void for that season due to betting scandal, for example. I don't think anyone should realistically get it. But look, if they want to give it to Arsenal for last season and give it to Liverpool for the previous season, don't be fooled. I won't reject it or anything.
I would.
Of course you would. But if it's there for you, you got no choice because they give it to the second place in team. They can't reject it. It's yours now. Everything will be amended. However, to me, the best way to resolve it to kind of hurt Man City is just to take it or just take the titles away from them for what years it affects the FFP, whatever they did.
Who said? I reckon a relegation job would be the best, though.
No, I think I don't know. I don't. It depends.
You relegate Rangers from the Scottish Premier League to like the lowest league.
Yeah, they did, isn't it? Proper. That's the stuff at the bottom.
Just so Celtic can win the league, you know. They just dropped them all the way down.
Yeah.
But they've never recovered.
But the thing is, if you read Everton's statement, like, they've accepted the points. I think they want to appeal it, but what they state in, they want to see if the Premiership sticks to this kind of precedent of taking act on Everton. So basically what they're saying is, we want to see what happens to Man City, we want to see what happens to Chelsea if they get this type of fine. If they don't get that type of fine, especially because I think Everton were like 30, there was 30 parts of their documents that they get handed over, which they kind of knew it was wrong, that they admitted to. I get that. But where Man City, I don't know about Chelsea, but over 100, you're going to get something, 100%. And it has to be more than 15 points.
You're going to have to break that thing, brother. You get me? It's a bit of a pause moment still.
I don't even know. But like I said, the Premier League has set precedent with deducting 15 points. Let's see where they go with Man City and Chelsea. I'm pretty sure majority of the Premiership teams have probably done that anyway, including Arsenal.
What's that?
I've done some kind of deal where maybe it's not above board.
No.
Because
it happened, Arsenal got done and George Graham got sacked, bro. I think that was the last time anything there happened.
This is what I'm going to say, Richie. Regarding Chelsea, that was under different ownership. So, and before, what's his name?
Tom Brolin.
They would have done their due diligence and all that kind of stuff before he took over, innit? So he could argue, like, listen, before I bought this club, you guys done all your investigations, everything. That's why I bought a club. So you bring up the history when I wasn't involved. Is not on. Do you know what I mean? So Chelsea they can argue this. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Man City, like I said, it will take years for this to be resolved. Do you know what I mean? So Everton waiting for this to happen to someone else.
Too much.
If it's Chelsea or Man City, they'll be waiting a long time.
No, but I agree what you say in regard to Tom Bowley, because they took a long time before he was allowed to confirm ownership. Yeah. So
Tom Bowley has spent over £1 billion.
If the charge is about that, then that's fine. But if it's about Abramovich error, he's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the club will be affected because it's the club.
Yeah.
And Tom Bowley, he'll be like, "There's nothing to do with me," and he will say, "Okay, cool. It's the previous ownership, which we knew was corrupt."
And he will say, "Before I bought a club, you lot done your investigation, everything prior to that. As to if I knew this was lingering, I wouldn't have bought a club." Do you know what I mean? So, like,
I guess they'd say you have done your due diligence.
Mm. You haven't done it.
There are lots of different football stories, and just let you know, the Premier League is back next week.
Oh, thank God, man. Bloody hell.
I need to talk about this undercard, December the 23rd. Why is it going to be one of the best days in boxing history? So,
for who?
For the world.
Why do you think that?
I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
So we're gonna have on this card Deontay Wilder versus Joseph Parker. We're gonna have Anthony Joshua versus Otto Wallin. We're gonna have Dimitri Bivol versus Lyndon Arthur. We're gonna have Daniel Dubois versus Jarrell. Was it Baby Boy? What do they call him? Baby Boy Miller.
I don't remember.
We're gonna have Ennis Sorrow fighting. We're gonna have loads and loads of brother. It is one of them boxing fight, them boxing ways where it's like, you know, normally you watch boxing and you really care about the main fight. You don't really care about the undercard. This one, I feel like you'll watch all the matches. Like, it'll be like, I'm jamming today. I'm watching all of the fights. They are some good fights, bro.
Now, do you know what it is, right? I don't know boxing the way you do, so I'm not really excited. But for me, like, Wilder versus Parker, how many times has Parker lost and how is he still getting fights?
No, he's a former champion.
Oh. But how is he still getting... Do you know how much time he's been beat up? And the thing is, to me, it should be AJ versus Wilder.
That's happening next.
And in our defense, Parker's only lost three, I think.
Recently, right?
Oh, three ever.
And that was the last... I think there's last three fights.
No, you know, he beat Chisora, isn't it? Yeah, he beat Chisora twice, I think.
So that's a challenge.
No, just come on. Chisora's hard to beat, man. Pause. But yeah, no, I get where Nate's coming from. Whereas basically, what Nate's saying, you got A-listers. So you got obviously Wilder, you got AJ, you got who's the main event?
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. This is
what I'm trying to say.
We actually don't know who the main event is.
Okay, so you got
AJ or Wilder.
You got Baby Miller. You got I know you're dissing, what's his name, Parker, but Parker's got hit. He's got pedigree. Do you know what I mean?
And Wilder's 38, bro. It's not like he's fighting a young what? Do you mean he's 38?
He's 38 now.
Yeah.
Wow. I still think he's still young. Like,
I mean, he's got an opportunity.
But Wilder did after his defeat to, is it Fury? He's taken a long while to get back into boxing.
He looks mad humble as well now. You see, he's like to AJ, look mad humble. Like, wish you all the best, bro. Wish you all, like, I know what happened. It will happen. Even if it doesn't happen, I wish you all the best in life. Like, man's got some, I don't know, like he's born again.
The one who I can't stand is Baby Boy Miller, bro.
Oh, he's got mouth in it.
Wow. I'll come over there slapping your mouth. I was like, right, like them. It seems like personal with them, man.
Yeah, them man, there. Yeah. They got to try. Yeah, them two got to fight.
Yeah, they've got to squash the beef, bro. But yeah, that's the 23rd of December. So that is a Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah.
And obviously, Christmas, everyone's broke. So that will be a good time to stay in the house and watch boxing.
100.
Yeah.
Are you guys excited about Usyk and Fury?
Yeah. But after Fury's fight with Francis, yeah. Boy, I got my it's not the same as I was saying, like Tyson will beat him or you should go have to fight out of his skin. But now after seeing that fight, I'm like, boy, this is Usyk, man.
Yeah. Well, you think Usyk's gonna win?
Tyson's got a lot of work to do. He's got a lot of work to do. It's a blessing in disguise they had that fight, France. It's a blessing in disguise, trust me.
No, I think so as well, because I think Fury's going to up his levels.
Yeah, exactly. He knows now.
I don't think he will, but I think...
I think he has to.
I think Fury doesn't care about boxing.
Nah, he does. Boxing is in his blood, bro.
But I don't think he cares about... Like, he cares about the sport, like, having a fight. Like, I don't think he cares about being champion. I don't think he cares...
He does. I don't think he cares about it enough.
I don't know if you watched his documentary on Netflix.
I refuse to.
Okay, well, I did. And he struggled without boxing. And when he said he's not going to box anymore, he struggled mentally, right? And him being champion means a lot to him. And he loves to constantly fight. I can't see him getting out of boxing.
Nah, brother. If he was serious about the fight, I think there were fights that he should have taken. I think he's ducked boxing for too long for him to care about boxing.
No, he had a drug issue in the past, but that's why...
He's got mental health, man.
That's why he had that break. That's a mental thing, though. You get me?
But so, the most recent one... Okay, when was the last time he fought before he fought?
Wilder, it was Wilder, right? But that's because of...
what's his name? Was it Chisora? Or was
Chisora. No, White. Dylan White.
Okay. Yeah. So before that was Chisora, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Chisora, I know he had a fight with Chisora as well, yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been White and Chisora, you know, because one of them was his brethren.
Chisora.
Yeah, Chisora. Yeah.
So, you know, I'll give you one last payday. He's not serious, bro. Yeah,
no, we'll see, man. Yeah, it'll be a good end to the year and the beginning and start of the year with those fights. So, yeah, man, let's get it on.
Not Tyson Fury, anyway. There are some other transfer stuff going on, but we won't talk about them this week. We'll save it to next week. All right, so let's get on some TVs and shows, guys. We're going to start with one of our favourites. Well, it's one of the worst ones that we've been watching as in a series, and that was Invincible. So Invincible came out of Season 2, Episode 3, which is called This Missive, This Machination. Will you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched it when it came out, so I'm trying to remember what actually happened. But again, I wasn't really impressed, again. But yeah.
Obviously, I remember the end, right? And I think majority of the people that watched it remember the end. I don't think it was a...
But you saw it coming, don't you, the end? You saw it coming, right?
100%.
Well, I saw it coming.
Yeah, kind of. But I was just happy that it did happen. So it can kick-start the show. So I think the slow is taking a slow approach from season one, what we saw in season one. And what we're seeing now is really going at a particular pace. I expect it to be now a lot of stuff happening on the back of it.
Remember, yeah,
but this is the thing though. Isn't next week the last one until like middle of next year or something? So
yeah.
I don't know how they, unless next week's is amazing or this week, whenever it comes up. How are you going to stay? How are you going to be excited to watch it again in like 8 months if it carries on with this
momentum? What is their purpose of doing this?
What's the purpose of what? Having a break?
A break until next year.
No, well, next year is December next month, isn't it? So like it's, I don't know. They haven't actually revealed the date properly when it's going to come back out, but they're not having it for a couple of weeks, for at least a month, 2 months.
No, okay. So if it's a month, because they've already completed season three, so I just don't understand. Then why else would you show the whole season two, wait another 4 or 5 months, then bring out season three? Why they're working 4 and 5 if they decide to do so? But I think
before we get there, let's talk about the actual episode, man. I can't think of anything that stood out for me in regards to that episode that I'm like, okay, it's moving on.
But that's the thing. This is why I only remember the end.
Mr. Invincible.
It's funny though.
Invincible lost his virginity.
Yeah, I was going to say it's almost like it was a filler episode because it was a narrator and he kind of didn't know where to take us. It's like, oh, let's go back here. Yeah, oh, no, wait a minute. Annoying. We can't go back there. Let's go here. Yeah,
it's I forgot just about like that, Marlon, you know. Yeah, that was annoying.
And this all come back to me now.
Do you know that? It's weird because I actually found that a bit funny.
Serious? Nah, man. I didn't like that. I didn't like the narration. I didn't like it.
I'm sure it was like kind of split into two episodes as well. Because you had, what's his name? Alan, the alien guy.
Yeah.
Because he was getting it on as well with his alien girlfriend. Like, and he just got fixed by those virtualites or virtualites.
Virtualites, I think.
I thought he was dead.
He got fixed differently, boy.
Eyes hanging all outside and everything.
Nah, but then the twist on that was the one of the chairmen or whatever you call them.
Did you recognize his voice though?
Yeah, and I was disgusted. I was disgusted with that. What? Because
you go home, darling. I'll stay with him.
No, was that the voice? No, sorry. It was obviously Megatron.
Peter Cullen, mate. Peter Cullen, Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. Yeah. I was just like, why am I hearing Optimus Prime, the exact same voice? Is this like...
They even try and change it, innit?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think I turned around and I thought, Optimus Prime. I was like, why would you use Optimus Prime with the same voice? What is the purpose? It just didn't really make sense to me. I think that is that really disappointed me as well, him using that voice. I know it's his voice in real life, but seriously.
I was just going to say, maybe that's like, you know, he changes his voice. So that's how he talks.
Don't sound like, I don't know. You don't sound like Optimus Prime in real life.
How do you know this, man?
I heard him talk properly in an interview.
I've seen it. Oh, okay, cool.
It was normal like you.
British. But no, but do you know what? I don't understand why they did that, which was pretty frustrating. But I expect, is he going to be there throughout the whole season?
That
must have cost a lot of money for him to come and do the voicing. That's for sure.
All right, obviously, you're going to talk about the actual reveal at the end, yeah? But what's the matter with him? Why is he so willing to just go to a whole alien world?
Exactly.
For no reason.
Of one alien coming to say, oh, some meteorites are coming. Right.
No, one alien pretending to be somebody else.
A toy. Yeah. One of his toys.
And then him saying, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And then, doing the whole thing like, okay, how long is it going to take us to get there? Oh, it'll just take a couple of Earth days. He'll go, I hate space. That don't make no sense.
I think, you know what? I think he's just trying, to
redemption
make up for everything that his dad's done.
Yeah. I think
like, his dad's messed up a lot of things. So he wants to be, like, everyone was saying to, what's his name, Cecil, like, I'm not my dad, innit? So he's kind of just wanting to do everything right, even to the point where he goes out of space to help. But like, not just his dad, even just his whole race. It's like, they just go around conquering stuff, innit?
Yeah, but what has that planet got to do with you, though?
Exactly, his bloodline, he's whatever, his people have just killed everyone, so he wants to try and do something different.
It's just funny though, because as much as he doesn't want to be like his dad, this, I don't know the names, but the guy, his boss guy, is telling him, this is exactly how your dad would act, you're doing exactly what he's doing. So yeah, it's getting 18, a bit, man. I'll still watch, man. It's just
he's young and hard-headed, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds me of Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, same thing.
But you seem to forget he's still half human. He's not full Voltramite. Is it Voltramite? What's it called?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds about right.
Voltramite, wherever they are, he's still half human. So I don't expect him to be ever come to the strength of Omni-Man at all.
Yeah. And they're saying that because he's half human, he'd be stronger than him eventually. I know that don't make sense, but the human side doesn't matter. Didn't they already say that? In one of
but he does episodes. Though, right?
I don't know. This is their lore, isn't it? This is what they're saying. It don't like his Voltramite side will eventually take over the human side, so it won't play any part. That's what I remember them saying. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Like I said, I can see like Omni-Man and obviously Invisible teaming up to fight the Voltramites, whatever they're called. They're gonna come for him. They're looking for him, isn't it? Because obviously he's gone against their principles and their policies, isn't it? So like, they're going to go after Omni-Man. That's what they're looking for. That's what they beat up that Alan the Alien guy, because they want to find out where he is, innit? So they can... I don't know what they want to do with him, but I'm guessing they want to eliminate him for not following the procedures that they usually do. Yeah. So I'm guessing that him and the Invisible will tag team and they'll fight. And that's where I can see the story going.
What they were looking for, Invisible?
No, they're looking for...
Because that's his secret. Isn't that his secret?
No, Omni-Man, isn't it? Yeah.
They're looking for Omni-Man.
Why would he know where Omni-Man is? Why would they go to him and beat him up to find Omni-Man?
Because that guy snitched on him, the Optimus Prime guy.
He knows where Mark is. Snitch.
No, he... Well, because well, he's...
That doesn't make sense. I don't know.
It's true, because no one knows where
Omni-Man is. It's because Alan's like had that... Remember in the last season that he visited Earth? He's always like... I think he's like some sort of overseer of Earth, isn't it? So he's had conversations with Mark, and obviously they're thinking, like, well, Mark has told you stuff, isn't it? So anyone that's connected at all, they're probably just trying to find him, which I don't understand why they didn't just go and find Mark themselves, really.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. I think we all... Have you ever seen your opinion on the episode? Did you enjoy it, or...?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was like, I know, I hear what you're saying, Mom. Like, sometimes it might be some filler episodes, but I guess you've got to do some kind of character development, not just like even like with the mum going to that A&A, not A&A, that sort of that meeting. Group, yeah. That group, like, and not telling that guy.
He annoyed me, bruv. He annoyed me. Come on. I didn't do it. I didn't. I'm crying here because this idiot did it. I didn't do it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Don't come back, either. No, it ain't safe for you. Don't come
back to the group. What's with Kim?
Association, isn't it? Association, yeah. Man.
Ah, bro. He was moving like a little bitch, but don't come back to the group, you know? Like, love it.
Yeah. It's mad how all these little bits are actually coming back now, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was all right. It's just. I'm still going off season one.
The ones that have come out so far.
It was all right.
Yeah. All right. Well, the fourth episode will come out this Friday, which is the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd
of November. All right, Kel. I know you now. You've now been converted. Have you watched the latest episode of Rap Game UK?
I have. I was forced to, but no.
Oh, you watched it? Rich, have you watched this week's episode?
No, I'm so angry. I haven't watched it yet. When did it? What day did it even come out?
Comes out yesterday, Monday.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't watched it.
Okay, but
go for it.
You will. What are your thoughts on the episode?
No, it's a big episode, man. It's a big episode. Is it Roos? Yeah, no, he's that guy, man. He's that guy.
Is that the new guy that's come in?
Yeah, bro. He's that guy.
Is he that? Because he was coming in smoke last week.
he's good. You know what I think, though, with this one? It's weird. This one, I think they're actually about rappers. As in, like, they're actually there for the art of rapping. Like, actual rapping.
Yeah.
Whereas before, they've kind of gone with... Sometimes they go with gimmicks. Sometimes they go with, like, little singers. And, like, where this one, there's more of them that are actually spitters.
Yeah, I mean, you got that guy.
That's my brother. Like, I won't disrespect him.
But why are they casting? I missed the part where everyone thought he was Jamaican. What did he do? Did he say reggae tune or something?
No. All he did was he said, like, I think last week it was when he was doing, when there was an episode where he did Not That Great, and then he came back with that, and then he put on like the Jamaican twang kind of thing. Yeah,
what in a song or what?
In a song. But I don't know why everyone thought he was Jamaican. It didn't make no sense because, I mean, like, Abs does it and everyone else, bare people do it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But everybody was like, oh, Lord, I thought he was Jamaican. I was thinking, no, you didn't. Like, Crypto Coney, you're lying. Yeah. You knew he wasn't. Like,
you know what?
Go on.
I was going to say, okay, let's take it back. So, obviously, the whole battling thing first, isn't it?
Clashing.
So... Who surprised you the most in the battling?
None of them. I think it was. It's kind of how I thought it was going to be. I wanted the brothers to do better than they did.
Yeah. Bro, you know what? I'm baffed about is that all of them. Yeah, when they rapped the shiesty, I was like, ooh, especially what's the Udinese guy? What's his name?
I know you're talking about Reeks.
Your boy. Yeah.
Reeks.
Right, Reeks, yeah. So he was spitting some bars. I was like, ouch, that's a bit harsh. But when it comes to actual battle, he didn't see those bars.
But that's why sometimes I think...
Because she terrorised him, bro. Because when she was spitting her bars to Shiesty, I was like, that's weak. Yeah. But then when it was time to battle, I was like, wow, where did this come from? It was like a switch.
I think sometimes I feel like, not that it's not fixed. Fixed not the right word, yeah. But sometimes I always think it's a little bit like, because
she killed him though. I ain't gonna lie, she killed him. She killed him.
But also, I think they are the way they responded also made it worse. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah. LR Lewis, like he killed the brothers. The brothers were stuttering them, forgetting their bars. I'm like, bro, come on, you guys, come on.
There's two of you as well.
Two of you, man.
Wheel it. They were bad, man.
They were bad. And they were pissed afterwards. Pissed. Like, if they could, they would have rushed him there and then.
Oh, I think they were looking to beat.
They were to beat him up. You know why? Because Richie, that evidence. Because I thought they were going to kill him. Because they I don't know how they got his information. Yeah,
they found on basically what happened was he's got his PlayStation there, innit? So he had signed on to play on his PlayStation, innit? So yeah. They've gone to his PlayStation, seen his name, like his actual real name. They've typed it in like the socials. They found out bare things about my man. That he used to be in cadets, that he used to be a teacher. They found out bare stuff. Yeah, so he had bare ammo.
They had bare ammo. I was like, okay. And they print off the pictures in it of him in air cadets and him graduating uni in it. Yeah. So they're going to use that in the battle. I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to get slaughtered. But then the battle came, but they were fumbling their words, forgetting their lines.
I think they weren't ready for him. So when
he came, oh my God, he came on. There's both of them, one by one. They kiss both of them. They not kiss. He kissed both of them at the same time. Like, nah, man. He killed them both. Killed them. And afterwards, they're like, yeah, but look, we've got the pictures of you, man. We've got the pictures of you with air cadets. Like, bro, it's too late now, bro.
Yeah, well, you should have used it, son.
You should have used it, bro.
I didn't think Chip judged the second one properly.
No, he didn't. That was Benny and...
Was Benny in the good though?
No, he was good.
Benny won.
Everyone said after the battle that he should have won, but they gave it to the other guy. The guy, you know, the light skinned boy with braids.
Benny should have won, but I think also he shouldn't have been able to spit a cappella.
Yeah, exactly. That's cheating. Yeah, it was cheating. Yeah. But that was, I don't know if you remember, you might be, but Nate might remember when Cassidy battled Freeway.
Yeah.
So at the start of it, Fury was like, no, I need a beat, man. Because he's like, no, I can pick. No. It was the other way around, man. Yeah, that's it. Fury wants to speak a cappella in it. And Cassidy's like, nah, it's the beat. You got to spit on the beat. You get me? And then Fury flops because he couldn't spit on the beat. But yeah, it was like that where the guy's like, nah, because he was fumbling his word as well. He lost his lines as well during the battle. And then obviously Benny was winning. But then he had like, and then when the beat stopped, and everyone says stop, he continued a cappella, and that a cappella was fire. It shouldn't be included. So that's how he won. But I don't think he should have won.
And then what they did after that is they then said to the person you've just clashed with, you two have got to get together to write a rap for that show that comes on
BBC. A champion.
That's called BBC.
BBC, okay.
Rich, was it Champion that you'd watched before? I think I'd started watching, I never finished it.
Yeah, never did I. But yeah, that was it.
But that's the boy from Top Boy, the first season.
Yeah.
Man's, well, obviously he's growing up, but yeah.
Renell.
Remember that school kid,
Renell.
Rich.
Renell?
Renell is the guy's name in Top Boy.
Remember the first season?
Yeah.
The guy, the mum was a bit...
Renell.
Yeah, when Renell... This guy said
Renell. What happened? That froze, man.
No, you said the boy. I said, who, Renell? And you kept on describing the boy. I said, yeah, Renell. And he just kept on describing the boy.
You kept freezing. My internet's whack. Yeah.
Yeah. You Renell, yeah. The big man now, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I think he's the main star in this new show, Champion.
So they obviously had to come up with songs and stuff, and obviously the guys won. Their song was the thing, but that's why I didn't like, because Reeks and them tried to do like a concept, and although it didn't bang, like I understood what they were trying to do, but they tried to.
But it didn't bang. It didn't bang.
They tried to play too. They tried to almost be clever with it.
You know what it is as well. That clash got to that girl's head too much. It got to her head. You could tell she became very pompous.
Yeah, she thought she was sick.
Yeah, it got to her head. It got to her head a lot. I could tell because
I should have won. You weren't that good in your clash.
Yeah, exactly. But Benny's one was good as well. Benny, I can't remember the guy's name now, man.
But yeah, we had Shiesty and Chip on this week. So yeah, it was good. I enjoy Rap Game. To be fair, I do enjoy Rap Game UK.
You know, I do. You know what? I do. But like, I don't know why I didn't watch it before. To be honest.
To be fair, like even when this one finishes, Kel, I would go back and watch like season 4 and season 3. I think they were quality.
Yeah, Big Jest. He was a monster.
Quality.
But this is what I say, Rich. Where are they now? No, like, no one's made it.
Now, Big Jest is kind of doing his thing. Like, he's released a few tunes still. And I think the year before that, I can't remember who won the year before that.
Big Jest didn't win last year.
He won last year.
Big Jest?
Yeah.
Was that the year that Leisha was in it, or is that the year before?
Who's Leisha again?
Not Leisha. The girl from Birmingham. No, that was like lockdown year, I think it was. Do you remember? Who? And it was the guy from Leeds. He won it.
It wasn't last
that
year.
That guy from Leeds.
Fair skin guy.
Nah, man. Dark skin guy.
Oh, Leeds guy. The Leeds guy. Yeah, he won it the year. I think it was the year before. No, because Big Jess won it. And then there was a younger boy that won it. It was a young one who won before that year before. The Leeds guy won it the year before.
Big Jess won season 4. I'm sure it was season 3 was the guy from Liverpool, bro. I mean, Leeds.
It was that short black boy. It was a Muslim kid. I forgot his name.
Seydou.
Is it Seydou?
I'm not sure who won that one. So when was they won that, the guy from Leeds won? It was Seydou that won it.
Was it? It wasn't last year. It was the year before.
He won season 3.
Okay, cool.
And yeah. Leeds 2 was... Leeds won. Graft won season 2.
The one in the big afro.
No, he didn't have afro. He had like locks on top of his head.
Is that... That was Rico, no?
No, Graft from Leeds.
Graft from Leeds. Okay, Graft.
Okay, cool. All right, yes. But yeah, like you said, Kel, where are they? They never really go on to much after that. But I think it's probably because over here, the marketplace doesn't allow it to happen. I don't think enough of us listen to rap music like that.
No, like, nowadays, no, come on. Bruv, UK hip-hop's number one now, bro.
He's doing well.
You've kind of got to be an H or one of them kind of... You've got to have that kind of...
Bruv. Like, a lot of them, bruv...
Number ones, you got to be looking at people like H and them man there.
Oh, Nines is getting that. You get me?
But they man are establishing. They've been there for a long time.
Yeah, but the right track, people... Like, what I'm trying to say is there's enough fan base for UK hip-hop now that if you get the right backing, you can make it. 100%.
Correct.
So one of them man should be, like, Christmas number one, them kind of thing.
I don't know about that. It's a bit... Not yet. But number ones, though, you get me? Like Eddie One and all them, man, you can do it.
Yeah.
They need to keep on the grind, but Big Jess, I used to like him, man, a lot. I think he was really good. Really, really good.
I'm going to talk about a series that we spoke about last week, and we spoke about episode 1. And I encourage everyone to go away and watch the whole series. Did any of you watch the whole series of Grime Kids?
Yeah, I finished it.
Yeah, Grime Kids, yeah, finished that.
I take it Merv didn't watch Grime Kids.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Merv, you really...
I really want you to interact
with the culture. Like, not everyday sci-fi, man. Sometimes, like...
It's fully geeked out here, bro. FY is.
No, I'm fully geeked, but... All right, look, I'm going to be real with you, yeah? Grime Kids, to me... And it's going to sound, like, a bit wet. It's probably... maybe the word is not beautiful. This was one of the best TV series I've watched in a little while that made me feel a certain way about my childhood. Like, I even read today, like, Maxwell D came out and put a post and he said, this is probably the closest you're going to get to how it was for us lot back then when we were coming up in the whole starting up, like, the little crews and all of that. And he made, like, an ode to people like the Wileys, about the Wileys, the Pay As You Go, all of those kind of people. And I felt like this embodied that perfectly.
Mm.
And, like, I mean... You know when they start trying to do the spitting thing, yeah? And at first he can't spit. And like he tries to teeth Wiley's playbook. Bruv, I remember being that kid, bruv, like writing lyrics and they're making no sense at all. I had no flow, no delivery. Like I had no business trying to write lyrics. Bro, I found a book the other day where I wrote a lyric.
Who's got lyrics? Who's got bars?
Yeah. Bro, I wrote a lyric. I clashed Wiley. Why was I clashing Wiley? But I thought that was the only way to make it big, innit? Like, and I thought everyone else was clashing Wiley, so I clashed him. Yeah, obviously he didn't. Like, it never ever happened. But I got the bars and me clashing Wiley, yeah? And it made me think of my childhood. It made me think good things.
No, it's standard. I love the show because I didn't know. I thought it was based on Wiley and everyone else.
That exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I thought. And I was like, because I assumed that it was going to be based on the whole Roll Deep and the whole scene itself, I was a bit taken back. And I thought, oh, okay, it's not like that. Another crew trying to form in the same period of time where they're trying to become big. And I think I like that even more. And even the representations of those MCs, there was quite a few resemblance to, like, for example, Wiley looked like Wiley. Do you get what I mean? And there's other little characters in there, but I felt it was pretty true to what I remember growing up with the grime scene. I think even that part when there was Genius and Slimzy doing the radio, and I'm thinking about when it was Deja Vu days, when there was my guy called Diesel, when he used to climb the roof, and I got to him, bro, what are you doing? I need to come put Deja back on. DTR took it off.
Diesel Power.
Yeah, D Power, yeah. And I had to watch him doing it. He goes to me, chuck me this, chuck me that. But it was like that. All of it was like that. I don't know about the lift part. That's a mad thing. But that's a mad thing. But like climbing roofs and like you thinking this is your last day and you're going to fall off the roof or something. And that's how it was. The radio scene, spitting bars. Mate. It just brought back the memories of growing up. And it's like, if you're not into grime and all that kind of stuff, you probably won't care about the show. But if you grew up in that particular era where grime was being played and you were a massive follower of grime, and if you didn't kind of, should I say, know the ins and outs, what's happening on the radio and everything else, this will actually make sense to you. It will kind of like, wow, this is actually what happened. I thought it was great. And they showed Rhythm Division, how it used to be. And that's where everybody used to go. I used to go Rhythm Division to sell my records. That's like, bruv, man's got this tune. They go, and I used to tell him, take my tunes, innit? You can take all the records. I've got 300. No, we'll take 20. I said, what do you mean 20? And we won't pay you up front. We'll pay you when you sell them.
Yeah.
I thought, what are you talking about? I didn't know. So I was trying to be like, no, I don't trust you, man. But boy, they phoned me a week later, but so bring another 100. So yeah, that's right, you bastards. But yeah, it was good. I'm just hoping that, and it's probably, I know it's based on Target's book, but
well, it's inspired by Target's book.
Inspired by Target's book, but I'm looking for another one because the scene during that is pretty damn big. You know, I want Heartless. We can't do Heartless now because they did Grime, but they can do a predated one. It's up to them. But you got to look at Meridian. You got to look at East Connection. You got to look at.
So, don't forget, So Solid, man. So Solid gave birth to that scene. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way,
because obviously it was the Heartless. It was. Don't forget, it was Heartless, and So Solid had a bit of beef to a certain extent.
And Pay As You Go. What Pay As You Go and Heartless?
Yeah, Pay As You Go and Heartless had beef, but So Solid were making a production which sounded a bit harder than what a garage was.
Exactly.
Then it informed, everyone's like, oh, okay, what tune is this? Oh, this is Southman doing. Then Wiley had his thing going on around the corner. And then other producers came along. Then Dizzy had his own sound, which was more like jungle sounds and kind of electric, and he was somewhere different, but his stuff sounded so new. He sounded new. It was, I loved it. They need to do a lot of these kind of series, because I would watch all of them.
Yeah, it was nice. And So Solid, there was delight, bro. That radio station, delight, bro. I didn't get it where I was, but the man who used to bring in little tapes on that for me.
Well, but the thing is, I was against South, isn't it?
No, we always.
So, you know how it is. So it was a case of there was a few MCs that I liked. I used to love Harvey because he used to spit fast. Because at that time, you know, like, because Harvey's got a quick flow, and I like that quick flow. And I never rate Harvey. No, I didn't rate him, but I just don't know. And Asher D, I didn't like his flow. Yeah, but who I did like, I liked Face. He was cold. He was so cold.
I liked
Scat D.
Scat D was my guy.
Yeah, I liked him as well.
Guy.
Yeah, Scat D was big.
That's my guy. But yep. Not to be missing negative.
Go ahead.
Some of the acting was a bit questionable though. Some of the acting was poor. The light skinned guy's dad, his acting was awful.
Light skinned guy's dad.
No, but it all came out that he's not the real dad.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know,
and even the light-skinned guy as well, he's out of the crew.
He was the most wooden.
Yeah. His acting was, you get me? But apart from that, this is probably their first acting gig, so I'm not going to go hard on them.
Yeah. But that's why I said, I watched it and I felt more about the nostalgia about everything. I was never going to be critical, like, oh, this is dead, like, you don't make no sense. I actually just, like, as a piece, I thought it was all right. It was good, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, even the love story was, it was a decent love story. Yeah. I liked it.
And they were, to be fair, even that, they were touching on things like the
sickle cell. Like the girl, I didn't mean to put in the sickle cell.
Yeah.
You know, I thought of you in it.
Of who?
Kel, and you know.
Exactly. We spoke about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was deep. It was big though. Definitely recommend, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely, if you do get watched, like I said, it's on iPlayer. It's still obviously still showing now. It comes on after. Is it before or after Rap Game UK? I think it's after. I think Rap Game comes on at 9 o'clock, and I think Grime Kids come on at 10. So there's been two episodes that have come on. If you want to watch it, that or all the episodes are on iPlayer.
I was gonna say.
So Nate, so this show sounds like something my cousin was telling me about, but it came on a few years before this. Maybe you lot have seen it. So it's more like our era when we were younger. Like, so you know when our parents would always have like house parties,
yeah,
randomly.
Oh,
so this show was showing that side of things, like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
Black History
Month. Yeah,
they showed how Carnival was back then.
Yeah. West London, and all that.
What you're saying kind of sounds like that, so I might
Every week it had a different story.
Story, yeah.
Yeah, it was massive. That was really, really good.
That was good.
To me, like I said, especially if you came up in our generation, you'd enjoy it because it's what 2001, bruv. Like, that was when us men were starting to go, like, they're raving and all those kind of things. Like, I'm talking about the first episode when they were wearing the machine and all that stuff, bruv. I remember being that guy, innit? Like, and wearing hard sole shoes and having to go, bruv, to go and buy it. I was raving in kickers, bruv. Hard sole kickers, bruv. But I thought I was sick because they were hard sole. But get me, like, you can't be the big man guy raving in kickers, fam. Like, you're not a child going to school, but that's what I used to go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Them kind of things. Nah, it was good, man. But yeah, I don't know.
Go on, sorry. No, I was just going to say it's mad because I was into the drum and bass, jungle, garage. Like, I was in every rave. One Love, King's Cross every month, every day. But it's mad because I wasn't really into grime. So it's almost like you just said, the Soul Solid was like the
garage peak, rave. Like,
now, but you see that, for me, that was, see, when I say early, like, garage, as it was progressing, more than grime, more than, like, grime where you're like I was.
I don't think I did go to grime raves. I don't think I went to grime raves, to be honest.
Like, that's a rich thing. I ain't never, like, rich, this is your thing, innit? Like,
that was my thing, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the girl. Exactly. Like, the skanking, and I was on the sweet boy thing, and like, do you get me? Yeah. Trying to walk around New Year's with a bottle of champs with Kel and all them thing there. That's what I was on. I think me and Kel did that for about 5 years straight. Every
Trust me, bottle of champs. Shut it up.
New Year's Eve, getting there about 11:45, buy a bottle of shabs and just walk around with it like this. Just walk around for the whole night. Drinking warm shabs.
Oh, gosh, good ideas, man. But yeah, man.
Nah, it's, but it, like I said, it's a good feel good. I think, I hope it does. I hope it gets the credit that it deserves or the recognition that it deserves. Because I think they put a lot of work in there. I think it's good. It's good. Yeah, I'd say it's more of a garage crew than a grime crew.
I think the title's a bit, I feel like that would turn a lot of people off because it doesn't, like, grime kids, like, for the average person in the UK, British, are they going to think, like, the music, how, you know what I'm saying, how we would think of grime? Someone, oh, I don't want to watch grime kids, them dirty bastards. I don't know, I'm just saying. Grime kids.
Rich, you know. What do you think?
No, I don't
did you know that that was what it was when you saw the term grime kids? Did you think instantly Wiley and all them, man? Yeah, or did
because it came from a book. I read the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew there was something being done regarding the book anyway. So I think, because there's a lot of people that, like, when grime was grime and it was really popular, people in America were jumping on grime. So they would still kind of, like, oh, actually, grime kids. Oh, this is how grime came about. Do you get what I mean? Oh, that's Wiley. So they'll relate to people who were, at that time when grime was coming out, were like, it was banging. So they understand how things started.
But I will just put a notable shout out to Bio. I thought Bio was sick. When he taught Kai how to start spitting, Bio, he smashed
it. Yeah.
Bio smashed it, bro. He smashed it.
He did.
If I had a kid like Bio, I would have been an MC like Kel, bro. I would have been like MCing in the youth clubs. I think I could have made it. At least to Channel U. Shout out. All right, guys. What else has been going on? Like, I know there's been other stuff that's going on. I know you've been a bit quiet, Merv. So, Merv, tell me what you've been into.
No, I've just been watching the Lazarus Project too. That's been...
Is it good?
That's been, yeah, it's levels, man. Like,
as if levels, like, someone else should go and watch it, or, like, it's just...
Yeah, I'll definitely recommend everyone watch it. Like, you don't have to watch it, but it's good. I like the way they talk about time travel and... Yeah, just the rules of their kind of time travel. It's good. And I just like I can't remember the main actor's name. He was the one in... Gangs of New York and not Gangs of New York, Gangs of London, and
the other program.
I may destroy you as well. But like, yeah, he's got such a dry, yeah.
Up like a CD.
Yes, yeah, he's got such a dry sense of humor. Like, but he just fits so well into that role, isn't it? So like, good watch, man. Good watch.
He's also in The Catcher, remember?
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah.
The thing is, do you have to watch season one? Because I didn't watch season one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to watch season one. Oh, you didn't watch it? You didn't watch it at all?
I think I started and I never finished it.
No. But yeah, it's a time travel thing, isn't it? It's a bit, it's very, like, yeah, it's mind-baffling. But it's good.
Was it something to do with, like, something happened and it kept on happening again and again? Was that?
Yeah, it's like a time sort of loop, isn't it? Like, yeah. And every time something happens, they end up respawning at a certain point. It's like the further they go, and they kind of respawn at different points, basically. Yeah.
But is it easy?
I think you have to concentrate on it. Yeah, you can't just you can't just watch it in the background and tick homework. Like, you got to watch it.
Okay. What's it called, Mev?
The Lazarus
Project. Interesting. Can't lie.
Lazarus Project. That's out on Sky Atlantic?
Sky Max.
Do you know he's from Ends as well?
Oh, is it?
He's from Walthamstow.
Okay.
He's from Stowe.
Yeah.
Young as well. I think he's like 33.
Yeah.
About 33. What else is going on, guys? I haven't watched TV this week.
Go.
I was going to just say, I finally watched The Creator. I don't know if you guys have...
I haven't seen it yet.
You like it?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. There's like, for me, like when we talk about it, there's a deeper meaning to this whole movie that you can go into.
100%.
So yeah, it's not just what you're seeing. It's yeah. Well, so you're talking to us. But,
so in Creator, what film is that again?
That's the one where
Baptista.
Denzel's son.
Oh, sorry. So okay. Denzel.
It's long saying this whole name, isn't it?
I never know what goes first, isn't it? John. There's a David Jonathan. John David yeah.
Rich, you was about to talk.
Yeah, I just wanted to. It's probably how see everyone feels that the actor Pedro Pascal, who played Mandarin, is going to be Reed Richards in Fantastic Four. How you guys feel about that? Or what was your? I don't know if you heard about. Have you heard about that?
Has it been what's the word?
Announced, yeah.
Announced, yeah. Now,
yeah, officially announced. I just wanted to find out your take in it.
It wouldn't have been my choice, but considering that even him playing Joel in The Last of Us wouldn't have been anyone's choice, and he done well with that, so I'm probably just waiting to see what he does.
So, Marlon, you was going to say something?
No, who did you say is playing him?
Pedro Pascal.
He's in Mandarin and Last... Did you watch Last of Us?
Mandalorian.
Did I say Mandarin?
That's because I'm thinking, what's the Mandarin? Okay, it makes sense now. I know who we're talking about.
No, that's I've got.
Do you know who I was thinking of, bro? I was thinking of the guy from Avengers. You know, he played the. Not the. I don't matter. Don't matter. But yeah, I was thinking of him.
Well, what were you guys talking about, sorry?
No,
Pedro Pascal has been. They're saying it's going to be in Fantastic Four. And they're saying it's going to be Doctor Doom, though, isn't it?
No, Reed Richards.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So basically, they've dumped Reed Richards, the one that came in.
That was a waste.
Doctor Strange. You know what? He was Doctor Strange. You're talking about. What's his name? Jonathan Krasinski.
Yeah,
John Krasinski. Sorry, but he was never supposed to be Mr. Fantastic. That was just a fan favorite, and it's like, oh, okay, fans, let's just give you a little Easter egg here because you said so. And you're on milk, you're on meat kill.
Bro, that is the bread from The Office, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's come a long way, of course. He's done well, the lad.
Good wicked director too, man. Quiet Place.
I don't even know he's a director as well.
Yeah, Quiet Place, and married to Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Also, they're saying Kang isn't, he's not necessarily going to be replaced anymore. They still might do something with Jonathan. So, just on the Marvel.
I hope so. His court case is due this next month, or so it starts next week, or something like that. So I think I'm just hoping that it's a form of not guilty, and his career is kind of rejuvenated, and whatever plans Marvel had for him, it continues. Because if they plan to make his part of the Marvel universe a small part, I'll be very disappointed, because I feel there's much more to come from him.
Yeah.
And The Color Purple's coming out in January the 26th. I'm not too sure why they made a new one.
Another remake. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not too sure why they made the new one, but apparently it is really good. The thing is, they're going to follow the same story, so I don't think they should do it if it's going to be the same thing, just with different actors.
New Power comes out next week, Friday.
Yeah. New Power? What?
Tariq.
Really?
It's Raising Kanan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I was getting excited for my younger Tariq.
December the 1st.
Okay, cool. That's big.
December the 1st. All right, well.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, we got through the fall of the House of Usher. Big up to Kel, because, yeah, that show is kind of sick.
But you know what part's frustrated me about that show?
Some parts are very frustrating. Don't get me wrong. But it's a good show. It was a good show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what part frustrated me more? I'm like, you lot know who it is now. Tell your kids. Look out for this person.
I'm frustrated that it's finished and we don't really know who that who she was, the demon.
Yeah,
what was that for?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Yeah,
that's what I like about it, man. Like, yeah,
it's the unknown, isn't it? It's just the unknown. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did he get such a black daughter? That's one thing.
I know, but that's Americans.
They said that they wasn't all what's their names? Ushers, isn't it?
They weren't part of the original, like the brother and sister that came from the first wife.
Yeah.
That's because he was married to her, so they're not bastards, basically. They're all still his children. They're just not.
I'm sure that the black one was adopted, not.
No, they didn't say that. That's his child. That's why she's in the will.
But Merv, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, Americans of that mindset of if you got black in you, you're black. So
they don't differentiate.
Do you know what I mean? That's how Americans, like, if you look at a lot of their films and their shows, they are like that. Like, you see a black, like, rich complexion with a light skinned dad, or, you know what I mean?
But no, it's good. I definitely recommend it.
That's good. There's a few shows, but let me watch more than one episode and then I'll let you know next week if they're good.
Oh yeah, the Crown is back as well.
I heard it's big.
Yeah. They now on Princess Diana and
Dodie.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that bit though.
Why not?
Because I felt there was an episode where they were talking about Diana and Dodie being on a boat and what their kind of conversation was. When Diana's not here, Dodie's not here, and neither is fired. I think it's just allow it. No one knows what they said. Does that make sense?
But it's loosely based.
You can't loosely base it though, because we all know that it was all I'm sure we all here know that this woman was murdered. They're not going to show you it on TV exactly how it happened. So they're just going to literally show you fiction for the whole Diana Dodie stuff.
Yeah, but no one's come out and said the Crown is the events of what happened. No, it's just it's fiction. It is.
If you think about it, if the royal family were totally offended, the show wouldn't continue.
Well, that's why you definitely know the truth wouldn't be in it, because they wouldn't let it be a show.
But you know what? If you watch the previous season, I know you won't watch them. I think it's pretty close. It feels that it's pretty close to me.
The thing is, like I said, it may be. It's just like I said, one episode it was on. I think I might have been watching Gogglebox. Right? We might have been on or whatever. Yeah, but it was the fact that Diana and Dodie were talking. And then it was talking about, like, Dodie wanted Dan to go on the boat and da-da-da-da, and Alfayed was there. And I just looked at it and I was saying, but none of them are here now. Like, and I know you're saying this loosely based, but I was like, none of them are here to say this is what happened. Like, because there are people that will watch it. We will say it's fiction. A lot of people will watch it and say it's gospel.
No one will say it's gospel. Nobody will say it's gospel.
No, they will, Kel. This is, Kel, they will.
I feel like,
they will.
Kel, people now, you remember people used to be like, Diana is our princess, our queen, yeah? Now, those same people are pro-Camilla, yeah? So, you know, at some point, Diana's going to say something shit about the family, and everyone's going to go, I knew she was always a bitch. Like, one of those.
Nate, you see what you just said? They're pro-Camilla now. I was like, when Claudia was watching this, because she loves it. Like, she's like, oh my God, I didn't even know how they done Camilla like that. She was his love, and then he had to disrespect her, and he went, that's exactly what you're saying. They fall for it, because people are dumb. Like, it's all propaganda at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's my only thing. Like, that was my only thing, that my only take on it. I was like, obviously, I haven't watched any of them properly. Do you know what I mean? And
that's a perfect point, bro. If Dodie and Diana are literally having a private conversation, how can you show that private? No one was there, so how do you show it? But yeah. Anyway, I'll move on. I'm getting a little too heated about it. Sorry.
Alright, well guys, that's episode 250.
Wait. Listen, this is not a does up yet, but obviously I'm watching Planet Earth Part 3, yeah. Bruv, let me just say this one scene, yeah?
Go ahead.
Nah, bruv, there was this there's this part where I think they're called plant hoppers, these insects, yeah. They chat by knocking the plant, but it comes out as mad different sounds. But because there's different species of the plant hopper, only that species could understand them. So when they'll knock the plant, but it was like a car engine going off. And next one make a mad noise on the plant. It was like a drum. And next insect could make a mad noise. It'll sound like a horn or whatever. Like, so, but you need a special microphone to hear the sounds that they make. But anyway, there's this plant insect here that produces its young, yeah, and they're all on like a leaf or a stem of a leaf, and the mum protects them like day and night from insects. So like when ants come, because the ants like to yam the young in it, she'll just fight them off, brush them away. You get me? Any insect come, move, man, bang. Moves, get out of my way, bang, slap them, yeah. But there's one insect called the assassin, yeah. So it's got some mad thorns coming out of his mouth, it's got sticky arms, like, but it's coming, bruv. This mom can't do shit, bruv. When this insect's coming for you, it's beef, innit? Like, all your kids are gone. Like, if it starts yamming, it won't stop till every picnic is gone, you get me? So the mom's like, damn, what do I do? Bruv, why did the mum do this? Some mad signal. Bruv, bare bees just come out of nowhere. Bruv, listen to this, bruv. This is a plant insect, yeah? Bees, bruv, they communicate. It's a whole different species, you know? But the bees just come out of nowhere, start beefing up this sticky assassin insect, bruv. Start just headbutting it. Then the assassin insect was like, you know what? This is too much for me. I'm gone. I bounced. And then the bees just settled down. I was like, okay, cool. What are you giving me? But why did the young start producing some honeydew out of their bum? Pause. Like, mad honeydew coming out of their bum. And the bees just come, just taking the honey, just drinking it, and then flying off. But how did they communicate? How did this relationship form? How did that form?
What episode is this?
This is like the latest episode. This is the forest episode. What ancient times did this plant hopper say, you know what, bees, yeah? When I make this noise, you know what, I'll go on. I need your help. And when you come help me, I'll give you some sugar for my youngs, you get me?
Yeah, yeah,
they'll supply the sugar to you lot, and you might make your honey. Bruv, it's mad. And when the bees came, they played some theme tune. They put that theme tune, and the bees just came like, yo. Oh, sick. It was sick. But that, yeah, that was it. That was it. There was a bit of other animals that started showed, but that's the one that stood out for me.
I love it. Sorry. Whenever Kel talks about the animals, yeah.
It's sick. But the world is amazing, bro. It's amazing, man. Like, I know there's another relation between tarantulas and frog, but I can't remember that story. Because when I saw that, I said, you know what? I remember seeing a relationship between a tarantula and a frog, where the tarantula protects the frog for something as well. But when I remember that story, I'll tell you guys next week. But yeah.
Can you make sure you tell us in the beginning?
Well, why are you going to be like this, bitch? Why are you going to be like this?
Guys, that's episode 215. People, rate, comment, subscribe, follow, all of that. Tell a friend.
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Love.